Saturday, September 30th, 2006, Los Angeles Kings versus Colorado Avalanche, preseason game number 6. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Avscast episode number 8, Los Angeles Kings versus the Colorado Avalanche. It's 11:06 right now. You're getting this quite later than usual because I just got back from the game 5 minutes ago. So there's obviously the time delay from when the game was ended, or when the game ended to when I got home. So that's why you're getting this so late. But thankfully, I don't have to go and do all the research on who scored and stuff because I was there. So that's the only way that we're gonna gain a little time back. But the Avs did win 4-3 in the shootout. They are 3-for-3 in the shootout this preseason. Half the games did go to a shootout, and thankfully, we won all of them. But the Avs had their usual great first period, and I've been noticing the trend of not a very good second period since the end of last year, which stayed this time because they didn't score, but they got scored on 3 times in the second period. And they had a pretty good third period, but so did Los Angeles, so no one scored. And in overtime, they were extremely good, but they couldn't produce. They were extremely close 3 or 4 times. And there was an error, a very vital error that could have cost the Avs the game, which I'll talk about at the end. And they pull it off in the shootout, which last year they weren't very good. So obviously they changed something because they're 3-for-3 in the shootout this year. So now we will get to the goals. Now, the first period, the Avs scored 3 goals. The first one was from Marek Svatos. It was unassisted. 2 minutes, 5 seconds into the game. That was a very nice goal. It was right in front of me, 20 feet in front of me. Well, more like 40 feet because I am on the glass, but the rink is 85 feet wide. So he tried to do a wraparound, and he couldn't stuff it in, and it bounced off, and he took a wrist shot, went right over the goalie, right in. Very, very nice goal. The next goal didn't come till 12 and a half minutes later. In the power play, Milan Hayduk got a goal. That one was pretty nice also. He tried to do, stuff it in on the, edge where the post was, and it bounced back. And then once again, a wrist shot, right over the goalie. Last goal for the period came from Arnesen. 15 minutes in, that was a nice goal. Also, wrist shot that beat the goalie. Second period was, the Avs looked good for the first few minutes, and then they didn't necessarily fall apart. They just, Los Angeles definitely was way better that period. Not to say the Avs were horrible, but they weren't very good. 5 minutes in, Tunkin got a power play goal 2 seconds before the power play was over, so that was a little bit annoying because had they waited 5 seconds later, we could have definitely prevented that goal. And that was so close to not going in. He just stuffed it in. So that was definitely not an extremely skilled goal like most of the Avs goals were. Two of them were definitely took a lot of skill and luck. Then Conwin got the first of his 2 goals 10 minutes in. That was an okay goal. It popped out. The first guy took it, shot, bounced right back right in onto a stick, wrist shot right over the goalie. So That kind of made me a little mad, not necessarily mad, just a little, I don't know how to describe it, but that was a nice goal, but it could have easily been prevented had Theodore had his pads at a slightly different angle. And Conwin's second and LA's last goal came with a mere minute and 20 or 2 minutes and 20 seconds left. That was a okay goal. And we had no scoring in the third period, although the Avs did shape up. They had a few good chances. And overtime, they had quite a few amazing chances. Now, at the end of the third period, there were two penalties, one for each team, because for the last 10 to 15 seconds, everyone was at the net. And I'm not sure what they got the penalties for. I think it was either roughing or delay of game, because they were covering it up with their hands or something. But Los Angeles just happened to get a penalty 40 seconds into the period, so they were already playing 3-on-3. But then the Los Angeles guy went to the box, so what they did was they gave the Avs got to put out another player, even though they only should have three guys. They got four, and Los Angeles kept their three. But then when that penalty was over, they played 4-on-5 for about 30 seconds, 20 to 30 seconds. The ref told the Av bench, "We need four guys." He gave him a signal, so they were playing 4-on-4 for about 50 seconds. Totally, half the arena was yelling at the refs because now it's even when the Avs should have a power play for the next 50 seconds, which I thought it was totally outrageous that they could let this happen with half the arena yelling 4-on-3, 4-on-3, and I was one of those. The refs were right in front of me half the time, and I'm sure they didn't even care that anyone was yelling it. But I don't know if there's a rule about or something about that, but it was just totally outrageous that they can have a penalty for 50 sec have should be a man down for 50 seconds and get their even strength. Thank God that didn't cost the Avs the game, which it almost did. Los Angeles had a shot or a pass from their zone to a guy on a breakaway, and thankfully Theodore stopped it. That was very close to going in, so thank God Theodore stopped it. But that was just the most enraging thing the whole game. But we'll get back to shootout. Sakic shot and saved. It had a lot of potential, but he just looked like he shot a little too late. Right after the goalie tapped it, he shot, so it didn't really go anywhere. Frolov, for Los Angeles, I couldn't see that. It was at the other end of the ice. And then Zvatos had a beautiful goal. Wrist shot right between the legs. Absolutely amazing. Then Camilleri, once again at the other end, had what looked to be a pretty nice shot and an amazing save by Theodore. And then Stastny, he was close to getting a goal also, but he released a little bit too late, and the goalie suppressed it. He was trying to put it in right on the right post, but the goalie got to him about half a second before he shot, so that didn't work. And last for Los Angeles, Tuncan, he missed it, and right when the ref did the no goal signal, everyone jumped up. It was pretty good, but then I left immediately so that we don't have to wait for 20 minutes to get out of the arena. So that was a good game. Thankfully, the Avs won. They did go 5-1 as I predicted, and now we'll see how they perform in the regular season. I mean, this is a very good preseason performance. So if this has anything to show what the postseason or the regular season will be like, we should be doing pretty good. I mean, I doubt we'll be getting our, what is it, around 80% wins. I mean, we'll probably come somewhere up there, like win 70 to 80. I would hope. I doubt we'll be that winning though. But I definitely think we'll make the playoffs with this team. We did play Detroit, who last year I don't think we won any games against them. So a good sign when you're beating the semi-best team that they were seeded one, but Edmonton beat them, who was seeded eight. So that's a little what is it, discouraging to see. But all in all, I think we should have a good regular season, and hopefully we'll have a postseason to also go on to. So that wraps things up for today. Please visit our forums by going to z10.envisionfree.com/avscast_form. Or you can just find a link in the info in this podcast or in the show notes, which can be found by clicking or copying and pasting the link in the info for the podcast. And we do have our new site, avscast.com. And please give us feedback on whether or not we should do a video cast. Feedback at avscast.com. Thanks for listening and enjoy the rest of your week.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Far too woo. Kind. Woo. Yeah.
Ready?
Woo.
Let's go.
Can I get an encore? Do you want more? Cook and roll with the Brooklyn boys. So for one last time, I need y'all to roll.
Next game, Wednesday, October 4th. Dallas Stars versus Colorado Avalanche.